flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
I got a perfect view of City Hall's flag right from my window.
There you go.
Jim, can I have the agenda?
Got it?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Mike said I can just do this, and it's not doing it for me.
No, you're not going to be able to scroll.
You don't scroll. I'll be scrolling it down.
All right, can you scroll for me? Okay, great. Okay. All right, stop. Okay. Please stop. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Jim, can you get rid of the people on the side? Because I can't read what's written there.
No, I can't get rid of them.
How do I get rid of them?
You have to physically just drag that over. Drag it over down.
I got you. Thank you. I'm good. Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm ready. Okay. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. First thing on our agenda tonight is a presentation from Jim Rattell. Jim's out there, I assume?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Jim.
Okay.
Good evening, Jim.
I just want to give you an update on four areas that we've worked on that have been priorities for the city. And those four areas are transportation, resiliency, parks, and energy efficiency. Just this week, we received word from DOT that the city will be receiving a grant, a $300,000 grant for intersection improvement at Ventnor Avenue in Little Rock. That's a significant grant that the city has been pursuing for several years. In addition, the city has also secured about $1.5 million to upgrade the other signals that are in the city-owned portion of Ventnor Avenue, basically from Dorset to Jackson. So basically all those signals will be upgraded, and that's very consistent with what the county's doing south of Dorset Avenue. So big improvements in that area. One thing that we're waiting on, we also submitted a grant application for streetscape improvements in that same section of Ventnor Avenue. That application was submitted in November. We'll probably hear in the spring. It was $4 million to do streetscape improvements from Victoria to Nashville. So when we apply for grants, we really try to leverage one grant against the other. And that's what we did here. So basically we ended up with four grants that really enhanced that business section of Ventnor Avenue. Okay. Secondly, on resiliency, the city has secured a number of grants. The first is for a engineering study on the southern section of Ventnor Heights, closest to the Dorset Avenue Bridge. That area has been notorious for flooding. The grant is for $154,000 and it allows the city to hire a professional engineer to survey the bulkheads and the properties in that area and to develop a solution for drainage and resiliency in that area. One of the nice things about these programs is when FEMA funds the engineering, they're more likely to fund the improvements. Mm. So we're hopefully on a track where we can make some significant improvements in that area. The city's also received a $25,000 grant to do a PEV loss area analysis and to analyze other neighborhoods within the community. That also will lead to other capital grants. And then third, we were just awarded a grant for home elevations. To date, about 22 homeowners in the city of Ventnor have applied and secured grants through FEMA to elevate their homes. Normally these grants are for 75% of the cost, the eligible cost to raise the house. And, you know, it's provided a good opportunity for homeowners to come into compliance. Certainly they have to front the money and then it's reimbursed once the work is done appropriately. But that program has worked very well for Ventnor. Okay.
Sounds good.
Also on the resiliency front, we have two applications that are into FEMA right now that are being reviewed. One is for bulkheads along Winchester Avenue from Jackson to Surrey. And the second is for upgrade to the Fremont Avenue pumping station. Third area we want to talk about was parks. We have a grant for to upgrade Ski Beach. Currently, that area is being surveyed. There's an environmental assessment that has to be done, so that work is being done. And we've also just submitted a grant application for a Ventnor West to really start to look at that area and to see what the opportunities are to upgrade that area really as a passive park. There's a lot of interest. We have a number of partners that are working with us on that. Commissioner Krebold has been very involved, and actually we were on a tour of the site today, but the weather wasn't quite ready for us.
Right. It would have been a bad day, but we'll reschedule for next week. Thanks for that.
Yeah, definitely. And then the fourth area is energy conservation. The city has we've done an energy savings plan, and right now we're in the next step is to hire a third-party engineer to review the results of the plan. And basically what this does, it allows the city to upgrade many of its energy systems and lighting systems at no cost to the city. The cost is paid for by energy savings. This will allow the city to convert all the streetlights citywide to LED. It'll also pay to convert lighting in all the city buildings to LED. There's some HVAC improvements that are included in this as well, and solar at the Public Works building. So it's a good combination of improvements, and it's a good program. And the fact that there's no cost to the city, especially just based on energy savings, but allows the city to make some upgrades. There are the major things that we're working on right now. There's one other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention. This year, for lots of reasons, there's going to be significant dollars for infrastructure. FEMA will have, basically FEMA puts aside 6% of all this disaster money for resiliency for major projects. And 6% this year was around $500 million throughout the country. Next year, it'll be over $2 billion. And that's because every state in the union had a natural disaster this year because of COVID. So that trust, that fund has been expanded significantly. So it'll be an opportunity to do resiliency projects. Secondly, the federal administration actually met today with leadership about a infrastructure bill, a significant infrastructure bill. They're talking about $2 trillion in infrastructure. And this is not unusual. After every major recession, the federal government usually passes an infrastructure bill. This one would target transportation improvements, as well as clean energy improvements and the 5G network expansion. Transportation improvements, like for example, in Ventnor, would include things like replacing or upgrading the traffic signals on Atlantic Avenue, which we've talked about in the past. That's an expensive venture, but it certainly would make Ventnor Avenue operate much more efficiently, or I'm sorry, Atlantic Avenue operate much more efficiently. So there's some projects that are on the city's wish list that possibly will fit into these federal funds. So I'll stop there. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Jim, Mayor, if I could real quick.
Yes, I'm going to mute because you hear my dog.
Gotcha. So Jim, good stuff. I mean, great work getting those grants for Little Rock and Ventnor, and then the traffic signal money we got last month or so to get that street functioning as the same as rest of Ventnor Avenue will be once the county finishes their project. Something came out in the last week or so with the state requiring, and we're not ready to do our master plan update again. We just did it in 16, but when it comes around again, we'll have to include a whole resiliency element of that document that's going to be required in for all municipalities to do in their next update or a significant re-exam. So we'll have that on the slate to start looking at that again. And I think some of the stuff that's coming to fruition, the grant monies that are available and some of the projects that we're looking to do will be right in line with that.
Yeah.
So just keep that on your calendar for when do we have to do it? Every five?
Yes, every 5 years. One thing, Lance, that will tie right into this is Ventnor is one of the communities, the coastal communities, that's part of what's called Resilient New Jersey. And the state is paying for this. It's several hundred thousands of dollars. And it'll end up being a resiliency plan for Ventnor and other towns. So that's underway.
Good. Yeah, that's good news. I was going to say, is there any grant funding to help us do that? So good, we're already involved. Excellent. Yep. Good.
I would just mention as far as the Ventnor West goes, I think it's a great start. It feels like a great coalition of groups that are partnered with us, and I look forward to kind of using it as a way to spring into another round of maybe larger grant or private, private monies to go after we get a better grip on what that part could be. But I thank you for your help on that, and I'll cross my fingers until we hear.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
Take care now.
Okay. We don't have any department head reports tonight. Am I correct? No capital discussions. So I'll go through the workshop portion. If there's anybody out there in the public, we go through the items we're going to vote on the second half of the meeting. So the following items are scheduled for action this evening. We do not have any minutes to approve. We do have an ordinance introduction, and that's 2021-003, and that's amending our ordinance 2020-016, establishing salaries and salary ranges for employees. What this amendment is we've added six titles. Three of the titles are accountant, senior accountant, and principal accountant. We have two vacancies in our finance tax collector office. And I think it is in the best interest for the taxpayers that we hire people, we hire accountants and not clerical staff. I think they have more education behind them and experience and things like that. So we are actively looking to hire, out of those three titles, there'll be two titles picked. And then I think there's two more titles, and I think two are in, there's one in code, I think, Lance, or two, and then one in fire, if I'm correct. Am I right?
I think that's my understanding, yes.
Okay, so they're titles that we did not have in our original ordinance, and by law we have to add them. So are we good with that, commissioners?
Yes.
Okay. The next ordinance that we're going to introduce is 2021-004, and that is creating Chapter 196, the Stormwater Management. And I'm going to just flip that right to Lance.
Oh, no, I'm going to have the mayor explain what this one's all about.
Stop it, Lance. That would be like me telling you to explain the budget.
Exactly. So this is coming down from the state. NJDEP has required or put forth some edicts that all municipalities have to update their stormwater regs And we don't have a separate section. We have it within our land use regs, but it was much easier. And Roger McLaren worked on it with Leo. And I think Tim McGuire was involved a little bit at the end to make sure it tied in with the rest of our ordinance. So it's DEP requirements. It will not affect the day-to-day developments that we see, the smaller applications in front of our planning and zoning board. This will come into play when you have a major development. Who knows what that might be down the road, but this would require different stormwater parameters for controlling runoff, limits to impervious surfaces, which is a good thing on the barrier island. We want to create as much permeable ground as we can to let rainwater, you know, dissipate. We know what's going to happen with tidal waters. We can't do much about that. Part of what Mr. Rotella was talking about, resiliency, will hopefully help that. But this is more rainwater, stormwater issues. So this will get us in line with what the state's requiring us to do.
Thank you. Okay, we're good with that, commissioners? Mm-hmm. We're all good? Okay, the next is we will have a public hearing and then the adoption of the ordinance 2021-002 that we discussed at our last meeting, and that is the ordinance that to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. So are we good with that? We don't need Al, our CFO, to explain anything more on that?
No.
Okay.
Standard procedure.
Yes, exactly. And then we will have resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. So the first one is 2021-071, and that is awarding a contract for the furnishings and installations of valves, restraints, caps for South Vassar and Ventnor Avenue, South Vassar and Atlantic Avenue, in the amount of $12,350 to the Pioneer Pipe LLC. Lance, do you want to give us a little color on that real quick? Or Ed?
The title of it almost explains exactly what it is. We're installing, replacing, and paying for these valves that we need. We're going to be coming back in the future. We just had an issue on Jackson Avenue and Ventnor yesterday morning where we don't have a lot of valves that control a lot of these mains throughout the city. So it's always a problem trying to shut these down when we have an emergency like we did yesterday. This will help that. And both Ed and Ernie came to me with a potential project that we've been talking about for a while, about starting to do insertion valves along our mains to control the, specifically on the main, I'll say north and south, it's really east and somewhat west, Atlantic, Ventnor, Monmouth and Winchester, as a start to get these valves in these sections that we really need to have them to be able to control, you know, breaks and whatever, and to do repairs and installation. So that's okay. Essentially what this is in a much, much more smaller area. Okay. Did I get that right, Ernie?
Yes, and it's also part of the hydrant replacement. I've been working with Chief Fire Department. So it's also part of that. It rolls right into it.
Good, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next is resolution 2021-072. And this is authorizing cancellation of the New Jersey Transportation Safe Routes to School grants and the balance of the New Jersey Department of Transportation Bikeway Program grant. Al, are these old grants that have been on the books that needed to be taken off?
One of them is the Safe the Routes to School we never initiated. And after speaking with Mr. Stinson, he said we're not going to be doing this grant at all.
Okay.
This project. So that's the one. And the other one is there's the line striping.
Yes.
And that we spent all the money we did, and there's a $2,000 balance we're canceling.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Commissioners, we're good?
Yes.
Okay. The next resolution is 2021-073. And this is a resolution. Where did you go? Oh, this is a resolution naming the official tow company for the city of Ventnor. I think we're good with that. Self-explanatory.
Yes. Okay. Just one question. Just who's? I'm looking for my. I don't have my mouse. I'm struggling. Towing company. Just want to take a quick look.
Lance, okay. Three.
It's Providence, yeah. And then Citywide. Good, and then DP Towing. Good.
Okay.
Yep.
The next is 2021-074, and that is awarding an emergency contract for pump replacement and startup testing for well number 5. I think that's self-explanatory unless anybody wants to add to it.
It is.
Okay. Next is 2021-075, and this is awarding a contract for the computer system upgrades and switch replacements in the amount of $98,924. Jim, can you give us this, what this is about, or can somebody, like, not too complicated?
Yeah, I'll make it very simple. It's a two-part thing that we put into the capital appropriations. The first one is for our current virtualization blade server.
Okay.
When we bought that a few years ago, we bought it used. It hits end of life in the middle of this year. So we needed to upgrade that for better memory, better processing power, and give us a better position for the future. The second part of it is
that the resolution 20?
This is all on the same resolution. There's two purchase orders for this.
Okay.
The second one is to replace and upgrade all of our network switches. Our current set of network switches is a hodgepodge of HP, Dells, Netgears that are starting to continually fail.
Okay.
We're bringing all Cisco products on. Cisco products is the industry standard. These things last 10, 15, 20 years sometimes. And they will help us as we move forward with a number of our other projects. So that's the first one. That's the $98,000 one.
And then the next one, 2021-076, is it's IT upgrades, but it's for the phone system.
Right. It is the first step in the phone system.
Okay.
For the phone system, for the new phone system, we will most likely be going with a voice over IP or an IP-based phone system.
Okay.
At all of our remote locations, we need to be able to route the network traffic to where it needs to go, whether it needs to go to the phone, to the internet, back to the city network. So we need to route it into the proper places. These are for Cisco routers, the same exact ones that we have at City Hall, Public Works, and the firehouse. So we wanted to make sure we kept it at the same standards.
Great.
Okay. From then on, the next step will be to go out and do the bid for the actual phone system itself.
But perfect.
We'll have all the infrastructure in place.
Great. Okay. Thank you. We're good with that, commissioners?
Yes.
And it is in the capital, yes. So it's not something that
right. We've anticipated this.
Right. Anticipated. Right. Yes. Okay. The next is 2021-077, and this is appointing Mark Franco as temporary police sergeant. Are we okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Next is 2021-078, and that is hiring a temporary employee for the city of Ventnor. And I think this resolution is specific to code for a building inspector. Am I correct?
I believe it is. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had we had Jay Dilworth, who was providing some of our inspection services. He's scaling back his inspection services, and we had needed to bring somebody in.
Perfect. Okay. And the next is 2021-0779, and that is hiring a temporary employee, and that is a temporary employee for our finance department until we are able to interview and hire the positions I mentioned earlier. We all right with that, gentlemen?
Yep.
Okay. The next is 2021-080, and this is a refund for a tax overpayment. The next is 2021-081, and this is closing out escrow accounts. The next is 2021-082, and this is establishing a technology practice policy for the city event. Jim, you want to give us a quickie on that one?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a quickie on this one. And also, at the same time, I might as well do which is the one right after it. Both of these policies are required by GIF that we have to have in place. Several years ago, the deductible for any type of a cybersecurity incident was at $10,000. They since increased it to $25,000. But if we have these two policies and are in compliance with all of the rest of our cybersecurity things, which we are,
right,
we will be able to reduce that back down to the 10,000.
Perfect.
The first one is simply, what are we doing for cybersecurity? It just lets us know the things that we are doing. The second one is simply, what do you do? It's a, basically a roadmap of what do you do if there is a potential cybersecurity incident, which is exactly what we followed when we had the one in 2016. So this basically just memorializes those two things and will put us in compliance with Jeff.
Great, thank you. Okay, next is 2021-084, and this is a resolution authorizing us to close the boat ramp and authorizing no parking at Ski Beach and the surrounding streets from Friday, September 10th to Monday, September 20th for the Down Beach Seafood Festival. The next is 2021-085, and this is authorizing an amendment to the 2021 temporary budget. Al, can you just quickly tell us what's being amended?
Yeah, so I'm just amending, we only have 26.25% in the original. For the items like insurance and things like that, we got to bump up until we have an actual budget.
Gotcha. Okay. I have it. I understood. Commissioners, you got that, right?
Makes sense. Yes.
Great. Okay. Then we will have approval of our bills and payrolls. Do we have any discussion items?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Okay. So now we will open it up to the Jim, is there anybody out there tonight?
Just a minute.
Okay. Well, officially, I still have to open it up to the public. So this is for anything you'd like to speak on that we've already discussed. Do I have a motion open to the public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call. I mean, aye. Sorry. No, I don't think Nanette usually talks. So do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. First item is we do not have any minutes to approve. So the next item is introducing the ordinance 2021-003. Do I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-003.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kreeble?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. The next is introduction of ordinance 2021-004. Do I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-004.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kreeble?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will have our public hearing on the ordinance of 2021-002. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone out in the public, Jim, would like to speak on this ordinance?
Nanette's the only one in the public.
Okay, so we're going to say no. Okay, do I have a motion to close the public hearing on this ordinance?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is the adoption of ordinance 2021-002. Do I have a motion to adopt this ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-002.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kreeble?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we will have resolutions that we will adopt by consent, and they are resolution numbers 2021-071 through 2021-085. Do I have a motion to adopt these ordinances by consent?
Motion to adopt ordinances 2021-071 through 085 by consent.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kreeble?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Now we will have our bills and payrolls. Al, our CFO, can you please give us those amounts?
Yes. The bill list for this period was $2,180,869.20. And the payroll for this period was $529,260.17.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have any announcements or safety reports this evening?
Wear your mask and be careful out in the snow.
There you go. I'll second that. Thanks. Commissioners, do we have any comments or reports that we'd like to speak about tonight?
Just real brief on the water main break that I already talked about briefly earlier. Guys did a great job. We fixed that in-house, which is nice to be able to do. We did not have to call in outside contractors. It was a shallow enough break. We're going to be reaching out through Mr. Stinson to Verizon. I almost said Bell Atlantic. It's their manhole that caused the problem.
Okay.
They cantilevered their manhole out over top of our main.
That's nice of them.
With the years of bus traffic over top of it, it cracked our line.
Okay. So
they shouldn't have done that.
So right.
Let me reaching out to them for have a conversation.
Sounds like bad.
But it's been repaired. Guys did a nice job.
Good job, guys.
Before the weather, and we're able to find it pretty quickly. I think it was done by just after lunchtime, right, Ern?
Great.
Yep. So.
I'm muted. Sorry. Yeah, it was done very quickly. They found it very quick.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you, Ernie and Ed. Okay, so.
Good job on the snow plowing too, guys.
My gosh, yes. I have to say, Ventnor Avenue gone to work today. It was literally, you wouldn't have thought we had a drop of snow. Beautiful job.
I heard him rolling out at 5 o'clock, yeah.
Beautiful job, absolutely.
Thank you, I'll pass that on to the guys.
Please do, because it was, it didn't even look like it snowed. So thank you for the safety for the residents. Anything else, gentlemen? Nope. Okay, Jim, I can't see any more of the agenda. Okay, so now we have the public portion. Do I have a motion to open to the public? Anyone out there like to speak about anything?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor? Mm-hmm. Aye. Nanette doesn't want to talk, I'm sure. So I'm going to ask to motion to close the public portion.
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do not have an executive session tonight. Am I correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Correct. Great. Okay. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
6:03.
Right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day. Stay safe.
Right, happy Valentine's Day.